You're listening to SBS News.
Coffee is brewing in an Italian machine worth around $1,000 at the apartment of waste warrior Leonardo Urbano. The machine was found, quite literally, on the side of the road.
I see this piece of metal in the road and I wasn't sure about what it was. I realized after that it was a coffee machine from Italy from the 60s and it was very valuable. So it just needed a clean. It was in perfect condition. All the pieces was there.
It's among dozens of items recovered by Leonardo, who migrated from Italy and whose online profile as Sydney's trash lawyer is growing rapidly.
I help trash to leave to fight another day because I realize how much value there is. Some people may not look for, you know, deep enough. They just think it's broken or it's not the new model, so they just throw it away. But I like to restore things.
Leonardo is a keen cyclist who works by night in hospitality and spends his free time scouring the streets of Sydney for valuables thrown away in council cleanups.
I find it very exciting. Obviously, some it's not worth saving because it may be damaged. But one day, for example, I find a collection of old comics book, and those were worth a lot of money. And it's not even about the money. It's about someone really want those pieces, and going to waste will be such a terrible things because they're limited and there are not that many anymore.
Leonardo has furnished his Sydney apartment from other people's cast-offs, and not just collector's items like vintage furniture, vinyl records and Chinese teapots. He often finds cash too.
There is a lot of money that goes end up in the trash. I find a lot of coins, a lot of notes. I find lots of tickets and they weren't redeemed yet. So I must have found $100 worth of lotto tickets. People buy it, they never check.
There's even fine art among his many treasures.
So this is one of the art pieces I found on the street, and it's from a gentleman, three-time finalist of the Archibald competition. I emailed the artist and he confirmed. He actually was quite suspicious at first because he knew who had this piece. So he asked me, how do you find it? And then after I explained what I did, he told me, oh, this was actually a gift. To be said, it ended up on the street. But I told him, look, I'll treasure it as if you gifted it to me.
Leonardo is among those working to recycle more than 3 tons of waste produced annually by every Australian. Sydney startup Recycle Smart is another venture collecting household waste for reuse or safe disposal, as co-founder Marco Pryor explains.
In the last few years, we have collected almost like 300,000 of recyclables. We are currently in 14 councils in New South Wales and South Australia. Councils find our service useful because they have targets that they have to reach in terms of sustainability. And we are helping the residents in order to achieve those targets.
Much of Melbourne's household waste ends up at the Port Phillip Resource and Recovery Centre, with Mayor Marcus Pearl reporting a 20% rise in recent years.
There's been a huge increase in waste since the COVID pandemic. A lot of people spending a lot more time at home made them reacquaint themselves with their home environment. And a lot of those home environments need to turn into work environments or shared environments. We have people homeschooling, we have people working from home and also living in their environment, which made them review, do I really need that bookshelf? Do I really need that extra television set? They're also bringing more items into the house. So we saw a lot of churn of goods. So for example, last year we collected more than 5,000 mattresses from our community, and those mattresses get recycled through a community business.
Australia produces more than 76 million tonnes of waste each year, and only half of that is recycled. However, Councillor Pearl says new schemes recycling organic waste as well as glass and plastics will help meet national targets of an 80% reduction in waste sent to landfill by 2030.
People are now aware that if they've got a spare television they want to get rid of, they can recycle it. And this facility here in Port Melbourne allows people to bring them all together and make sure that those items do get either reused or recycled.
However, experts are calling for new policy settings, following the lead set by European countries, including Italy and France. As CEO of Waste Management and Resource Recovery Association of Australia, Gail Sloan explains.
Europeans have a better concept of value. For example, in France, they put the end-of-life costs on the shelf with electronic goods, so you actually know the true life cost of what you buy.
For waste crusaders like Leonardo Urbano, the trash lawyer, reducing landfill is one goal. He says it's also about giving back.
I've decided to give away as much as I can, you know, because I want to help the community, obviously. I would love if the council can get involved, perhaps find a space where I can put all those items and maybe people could come and get something they want.
Alan Lee, SBS News.